Scene 7, outside Bistrich, Transylvania.
We should stop here. We will need our energy for tomorrow. Dr. Seward, you're okay, yes?
Yes, Professor.
Watch over her, Jonathan. Take these. These are blessed communion wafers. Spread them in a ring around her. It will protect her.
He does say, howls.
Mina, how are you?
You can't leave the circle. Circle haunts me.
Good. Means you are safe.
But I fear for you. For your safety.
Howls.
Shh! All of you.
Come, sister. Come join us.
Come to us.
She advances with some wafers.
Come, Mina. You must join us.
Join us.
It is dawn. First light.
Off with you! Off! Now, dawn is breaking. The sunlight will protect us. We must rest.
Later that day, we made our way to Dracula's castle. That place I know too well. That place of my imprisonment. My abandonment. My hell. As we approached the castle, a troop of gypsies on horses with an empty cart were making their way north. Away from the castle. Could it be that Dracula had just returned there himself?
Scene 8, Castle Dracula.
Castle approach.
Castle gateway.
Castle courtwood. My sisters were calling me. They were calling me to join them and serve our master. I stood still. They appeared. I stood still as I watched them attack our pursuit. One by one, they were destroyed. Their screams filled the air that could be heard miles away. Such a noise. Simple wooden stakes were driven through their hearts till they were no more. And I knew he was near.
This chapel, how contemptuous. A chapel used for such unholy things.
There.
This is what we have come for. Everybody, keep their guard.
They prize open the coffin. Dracula lies asleep inside. Seward has a stake and hammer ready. Dracula wakes. They step back from him.
What a welcome back to my house. My house where I am safe and you are not. Go. Leave me with her.
This is Jonathan, I'll just use his last name.
Oh, you're mad. I would never leave her here with you.
My young Jonathan, you are such a welcome guest. I made you so welcome.
Dracula, this is your end. Your life in death has reached its end.
The clever professor, how quick you have been on my case. Unfortunately, you weren't quick enough to save the soul of Lucy.
We have saved her soul. It does not belong to you.
You think you can take from me what I have created?
Jonathan strangled by the throat. Van Helsing advances with a crucifix. Dracula drops Jonathan.
You may go now. We will return to sleep and will rise once again. I have girls and boys like her across the globe. We will all wake together. Now go, freely. Leave her to rest with me forever.
He approaches Mina. They advance with garlic and the crucifix. There's a sequence. And when Dracula turns, unaware he is stabbed, wolf howls, Mina falls to the floor.
Mina!
She will be safe now. He is destroyed, and his poison, the curse, will be lifted.
Dracula rises up behind Van Helsing. The stake is pushed further and his throat is cut. Crows, silence. He's dead. They catch their breath.
The castle of Dracula now stood out against the red sky, and every stone of its broken battlements was articulated against the light of setting sun.
We all stood there in silence. The breeze blew any remnants of the monster away. The breeze brought fresh air, refreshing, full of life.
and full of promise.
There are darknesses in life, and there are light.
And you are one of the lights, the light of all lights.
Things exist around us, and we wish they didn't.
We are reminded there is a reason why all things are as they are in the world.
It is a strange world, a sad world, a world full of miseries and woes and troubles. We must remember that evil has many faces, some familiar and some not seen. Evil grows when you let it in. Be sure not to invite it.
Now everybody's sort of read it.